Hal, we have a movement afoot in Lubbock. They want to talk about decriminalizing marijuana there.
A movement afoot.
A movement afoot.
Okay.
Also, some police departments having trouble getting enough officers, and they're saying, you know, to recruit more, maybe police departments should ignore past marijuana. I have a friend who's a cop down in Austin. And they had, at the time he got on the force, I said, did they know about your marijuana use?
Yeah.
He said, well, I did go to a lot of Grateful Dead concerts. That's all I told
that's
him.
That's
all he said.
You know, I wonder, is this something in the past that they hold against you?
I don't know. I think they're looking for as clean a situation as they can get. But I don't know in this day and age if that's even possible anymore.
Exactly.
If you want to get the numbers you want.
Right.
Jerry J-Man Joyner is here. He's a host of a TV show and a podcast called Weed and Whiskey. J-Man, how you doing?
If I was doing any better, guys, I'd need a twin brother.
There you go. There you go.
I know in some police departments, if you have marijuana use in the past, that eliminates you. Is that something that's going to have to eventually disappear, or do you think they can maintain that model?
Oh, I don't think they'll be able to maintain it. You know, we find that at the federal level, the FBI, they initially said back in the day, never use marijuana. Could even look at marijuana if you wanted to apply to be a special agent. A few years ago, they moved that to 5 years. Now it is 1 year. You could not have used marijuana, and you can apply to be a special agent.
One more. By this time next week, they'll be saying next week. No, not in the last week.
Try not to use it during the interview.
Exactly. Yeah.
Y'all are talking about the NSA.
Oh, I said, yes, that's right, yeah. Got those confused there.
Yeah.
You think I'm kidding? No, they don't. CIA is 30 days now. NSA is, we don't care. If you can come and white hack the computers for us and be on our team, you can bring your bong into the bunker.
You've got to be. Now, come on, you've got to be kidding.
A bong in a bunker.
Wow.
It's getting that way, guys.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's interesting to know. Well, I suppose that's just a societal change over the years. You know, marijuana's getting a lot more acceptance around the country.
88% of Americans think that adult use marijuana should be legal. And so many people are using it for stress and anxiety. To me, taking a gummy is better than doing Xanax or Valium because I know how that affects me versus the gummy I took this morning before I got on with y'all.
All right. We're talking to Jerry J-Man Joyner, the host of a podcast and a television show called Weed and Whiskey. By the way, J-Man, where do you find that show?
You can watch us on Roku, or you can just go to weedandwhiskey.tv.
All right. So let's talk about what's going on in Lubbock. They're trying to decriminalize, and we've had a number of cities around Texas, Denton being one of them, trying to decriminalize marijuana. What kind of success have they faced, or have they had, rather?
You know, it seems like the consensus of the people, you brought up Denton. My understanding in Denton, the people said yes, but the politician says, no, we don't want the will of the people to be decided. We're going to go against what the people voted in and reverse that. I'm not up to speed exactly on Lubbock, but I wanted to bring back when we were talking about law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where it creates a big issue. Federally, marijuana users are not allowed to own firearms.
Really?
Wait
a minute. You can't own a gun if you smoke marijuana?
That's what federal law says. You know, when you go legally buy a firearm, you fill out a form and you check if you're a user of marijuana. That's on that. I don't know what the number of that form is. Now, this year in Oklahoma, a federal judge said that it was unconstitutional. So some police agencies have to deal with that. Like New Jersey, they said, okay, state law says we can't have adverse employment action against somebody for using recreational marijuana. So their law enforcement officers are able to recreationally use marijuana, but yet they're now in violation of federal law. It's a quagmire. People making money in the weed business aren't weed people, it's lawyers.
Let me ask you, how did Oklahoma, by the way, become kind of the pot capital of the U.S.?
You know, that's a great question. You know, I guess the turn of the century was the Dust Bowl. Now it's the Weed Bowl in Oklahoma.
I suppose so.
Big problems. A lot of illegal grows, the Chinese. They keep every week I read about three or four Chinese farms that are illegal. And I'm not done in the Chinese. That's just what it says in the paper when I read that, you know, or on the police blog.
Yeah.
10,000 people have a license to grow marijuana in Oklahoma, a state that has 4 million people. You do the math.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pot for, you know.
That's
so
a bunch. Well, you know, it's marijuana used for health reasons, pain, medicine, but to smoke it, there's only one reason to smoke it. That's to get high. Only one reason.
It does have the quickest result.
Yes.
That's why the athletes, you know, 54% of professional athletes say they use marijuana for their pain and their wellness and their state of mind. And if these are our highest performing people, right, most cops can't outrun one of these wide receivers, and he may be high. So, you know, alcohol abuse in law enforcement is a big problem.
We're going to have to let you go because we're running out of time, but I just wanted to throw in that, you know, the gummy bear market seems to have a knock on that. Somebody needs to have a gummy chicken market. You know, different kinds of animals.
Yeah.
You know?
There's opportunity there, J-Man.
Yeah.
Take that ball and run with it. We've left it with you.
Thanks, Ernie. Anytime.
All right.
Weed and Whiskey on Roku.
Oh,
Jerry J-Man Joyner. There you go.